and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast, Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Today in the news, commodity prices have been on the rise since the third quarter of 2020. For example, precious and strategic metals have gone through the roof this year and may have more room to run, reports oilprice.com. Conspicuous also has been oil's rise over the same time period. Capital is being diverted away from oil exploration projects to renewable energy projects. Both Shell and BP have told investors they have reached peak oil as a portion of their portfolios. Time will tell if the coming commodity boom in metals and oil turns into a genuine super cycle. Well, a $5 gold coin, the finest of only three such specimens known to exist, is expected to fetch more than $5 million at a March auction. That's 1 million times its face value, reports Barron's. Known as the 1822 Half Eagle, the gold coin features a capped bust on the front and an eagle on the back. It's the only one held in private hands. The other two are in the National Numismatic Collection in the Smithsonian Institute, according to Stax Bowers Galleries, which will offer the coin at its live events in Las Vegas, March 23rd through the 26th. Well, data from New York Fed's Empire State Survey, producer price data from the Bureau of Labor Stats, and price data from market PMIs all point to large inflation gains, reports Knowledge Leaders Capital. Why does this all matter? Inflation impacts asset prices directly through the level of bond yields and indirectly through increased volatility it brings to sales and earnings. The longer duration the asset, the more impact on the asset's price as a result of inflation. In comments made this week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen set the stage for several new initiatives, including a higher corporate tax, potentially higher capital gains taxes, yield curve control, and a digital dollar. Yellen came out in favor of boosting corporate taxes and said she was open to raising capital gain taxes. But perhaps most notable was Yellen's reaffirmation that it makes sense for the Fed to look at the idea of a digital dollar. Her comments that Bitcoin was inefficient potentially played a role in Bitcoin's early morning sell-off that saw the cryptocurrency crash 15% and fall under $50,000. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.